Chapter 10, Bonus Wealth Secret, Employ High Net Worth Strategies. Before you dive into this chapter, I want to encourage you to stop and take a moment to acknowledge what you've accomplished so far. You've discovered the 7 wealth secrets I share with the members of my private wealth coaching community. Right now, you have more knowledge about how to get wealthy than most people will ever have. Let that sink in. And as you do, look forward to consistently applying this information now and for the rest of your life. Hopefully, you've already started taking action on what you've learned. If not, now is the time to get started. I'll say it again. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge correctly applied is power. This time, I'll add a final important point. Creating wealth requires you to take action. If few people learn the basics of creating wealth, even fewer will ever know the wealth secrets of high net worth individuals. This chapter gives you your bonus wealth secret, consisting of high net worth strategies. I'll introduce you to some of the tactics that can help you to keep more of your hard-earned money for yourself rather than paying more than your fair share to the government and to invest in ways that can increase greater returns. High net worth individuals enjoy benefits that are inaccessible to the average Jane. These people are courted by private bankers and financial managers who often require a minimum investment of $100,000 or more and can get their clients in on unique investment opportunities with the potential for lucrative returns. They also enjoy tax breaks and benefits. Don't worry, you can start applying some of this now. The high in high net worth is relative, of course, but for the purposes of personal finance, it's generally defined as someone with at least $1 million in liquid assets. If that number sounds out of reach to you, remember that wealth is a process. It's a result of practicing a wealth mindset, proven strategy, and consistent execution. Around 2% of households qualify as high net worth. But there's no reason we can't increase that. Purse story, real estate success. Kimberly Nixon is one of the women shifting that statistic in the right direction. When she was growing up, her father worked as a contractor and her mother as a nurse. I rather watched them both work extremely hard, each of them sometimes working two or more jobs at a time. However, Kimberly's parents gradually turned their W-2 income into investment income. They saved money from their jobs to buy their first home, a fixer-upper, which Kim's father renovated. He also put a hammer in her hand and taught her how to invest some sweat equity in the property. As she got older, Kimberly watched her parents do this again and again, creating pockets of opportunity for themselves with real estate. Kimberly learned about the process, and she learned to value the assets they created. She was exposed to real estate investing early and often. Because her parents were investors, Kimberly developed a high tolerance for risk by the time she was in a position to invest her own money. However, high tolerance didn't mean she was reckless. She understood that any kind of investment carries risk, but she was willing to step out of her W-2 comfort zone to pursue her wealth goals, always doing her research and making sure she knew the numbers. There's this exercise that has to happen, at least for me, where I walk myself through all the risk scenarios, and then what are my 2 to 3 ways of de-risking? Kimberly said, what are my mitigations? What are my exit opportunities? When you go into anything new, it feels scary, Kimberly explained, and she continues to figure out her mitigation strategies to lessen that fear and take action. Kimberly asks herself whether she can afford to lose this money and what risk any investment poses to her, her family, and her lifestyle. She looks at whether an investment is priced at a point that will allow her to weather some ups and downs, and she considers how long it will be until she needs to access the money. Pull together. At an early age, Kimberly also learned the value of community in creating wealth. Her parents worked multiple jobs, so various aunts, uncles, and cousins pitched in to help with family and school obligations. The family is Caribbean, And one custom of their community is to contribute to a communal pot of money in an informal credit and loan program called a susu that benefits the group. About 20 people would contribute to the susu, and the money would be distributed according to need or to a fixed schedule. These funds function like a zero interest loan for the investors. Kimberly took that mindset with her to her job at Under Armour. There, she joined a Black employee network and immediately set out to make sure her colleagues had the right tools and environment to discuss money and investments. "I wanted to make sure money wasn't taboo in my communities and in my groups of friends," she said. "It's something we can talk about freely." Whether they were seeking information about how to buy property, improve credit scores, or find the right daycare facility, that trust and information was key to the beginnings of legacy and wealth building. When I met Kimberly, she had a significant real estate portfolio and a lot of curiosity about investing. She wanted to diversify and to think more in terms of abundance. "I was not diversified at all, and I knew it," Kimberly said. "And I was getting to the point in my career where I also understood that I would need to start looking at investing more broadly and use a skill set that I have beyond real estate to make sure that I was building for myself and for my family." Kimberly admits she was uncomfortable investing in the stock market, in part because she graduated right after a downturn and was in business school during a market crash, and in part simply because it was unfamiliar. Kimberly decided to work with me to get the knowledge she needed about investing in the stock market. We got to work, and Kimberly soon learned how to set up systems and do research. It wasn't long before she was ready for a higher level of investing. Kimberly already knew how to offset taxable income through real estate investing, and she was taking advantage of those opportunities. However, there were lots of other high net worth strategies she needed to consider. Let's take a look at some of the strategies employed by the wealthiest people. Real estate investing. Kimberly considers herself a buy and hold investor when it comes to real estate. This attitude is helpful because it generally takes her about 2 years to get each property to where she wants it to be. "I rarely let go of properties. I buy well, so I do not have to let go," said Kimberly. She spent those first 2 years putting her support and systems in place, including licensing, property management, repairs, and maintenance, attracting the right tenants, and communicating with those tenants. She also makes sure each property is tax efficient. Just as Kimberly has done, many high net worth individuals often take advantage of several options in the world of real estate. The first one most people think of is rental properties, which are often a good long-term option. With rentals, you not only collect rent, but you can also claim deductions when parts of the property depreciate in value. Assuming you hold on to the property, you'll also have an asset that appreciates over time. Another option is to purchase a multifamily house and live in one of the units while renting out the others, giving you a rent-free option for your own housing. You can claim expenses such as roof replacement, a new water heater, or landscaping as tax deductions. If you've ever had to handle that kind of upkeep for your home, you know these expenses can reach five figures, so the tax deduction can be significant. The standard fix and flip has become well known as an investment strategy thanks to a plethora of television shows that follow home flippers. As you've probably seen, the process is relatively simple on the surface. You purchase a property at a good price, make improvements, and then sell the property for a profit. Of course, home flipping is more involved than it looks on a 30-minute show, but it's still a viable real estate investment option. Understand, however, that this real estate strategy has greater tax implications because in most cases, your profit will be taxed as ordinary income if you own the property for less than a year. Keep that in mind when you're running the numbers. A $50,000 profit doesn't look so appealing after a 37% tax hit. Some real estate investors avoid this higher tax rate by holding on to a flip for a few years. In this case, you can rent out the property or live in it before you flip it. This is a great option if you don't mind managing renters, paying a property manager, or moving every few years, during which time you can chip away at improvements. Here's how it works under current tax law at the time of writing. Always do your research. Tax laws are subject to change. If you've owned and occupied a property for a minimum of 2 of the last 5 years, you can avoid capital gains tax on up to $250,000 if you file income taxes as single, and up to $500,000 if you file jointly. This is a great tax shelter. Just remember, the house needs to be your primary residence. This exemption doesn't apply to second homes. As an alternative to living in the home, many flippers take advantage of a like-kind exchange, also called a 1031 exchange. The investor takes the profit from the sale of one investment property and uses it to purchase a like-kind property. Capital gains taxes are deferred because any profit is rolled into the new property. There are various real estate investment opportunities that don't require you to be a landlord or a flipper, both of which can be time-consuming. One way to invest is through a real estate limited partnership, RELP. In this scenario, a group of investors comes together to buy and sell properties in a private investment fund. A general manager handles the ongoing responsibilities of property management. As a limited partner, you enjoy the returns as well as the benefit of writing off some of the property's depreciation based on the percentage of the investment you own. When you're ready, there's much more to explore in the world of real estate investing. There are opportunities to create significant tax savings and investment returns, but of course, like any kind of investing, real estate is not without risk. If you decide to explore this area, follow Kimberly's example, study the market, talk to professionals, and do the numbers. Opportunity levers. Kimberly is a model of working the opportunity levers available to high net worth individuals. Beyond her real estate portfolio, she started a venture fund with a partner and later became a solo general partner. Keep in mind that at the end of 2021, only 14.3% of venture check writers were women, and in 2020, just 3% of venture capital investment partners were Black. This was a bold move into a new arena, and Kimberly brought the same attention to detail and analytical skills that she uses in real estate to the venture fund. We want to make sure that we don't get to the end of the road and we fall in love with the founder, and we haven't really done our due diligence on why it's a good investment, said Kimberly. With this fund, Kimberly is taking advantage of a new opportunity lever. In addition to my work at Wealthy You, I also coach women like Kimberly in my 12-month Legacy Wealth Accelerator, and I encourage them to take advantage of opportunity levers at higher and higher levels. I designed the program as a place where high earners who already have a handle on the fundamentals of wealth can learn high net worth strategies. One of our go-to documents is my high net worth pyramid. This is a visual depiction of financial strategies that build wealth, with the strategies represented by levels of a pyramid. Each level comprises various opportunity levers. As your wealth grows and you have more assets to invest, you will need to consider how to minimize your taxes. Every year, from early January to mid-April, the airwaves are filled with ads from tax preparers who want to prepare and file your taxes for you. Of course, it's wise to have a professional do that job. However, high net worth individuals understand that taxes are something to think about year-round, not just as we approach April 15th every year. Tax planning means you consult with professionals to develop the strategies that will best help you keep more of what you make and invest more in your portfolio. As you grow your wealth, you'll need to keep in touch with your tax strategist to determine not only what you might owe or whether you need to make an estimated payment, but also to discuss strategies to minimize your tax liability. Have you ever wondered how the wealthiest people pay so little in taxes, while the little guys seem to carry more than their fair share of the load? It's because the wealthy understand tax law and use it to their advantage. Advantages of entrepreneurship. Here's the best kept open secret about wealth building. Earned income is taxed at a higher rate than all other income. It's important for you to understand the implications of that fact and to be clear about how it's limiting your ability to build wealth. Most people go to work every day, get their paycheck every 2 weeks, and assume the amount of tax on their salary is just the way it is. They never consider that there may be ways to earn income and pay significantly less tax on it. We've already discussed the idea of finding your superpower and turning your skill set into an asset. When you use those skills to start a business, not only can you earn more income, but you can also access more tax advantages. Most of us were trained to be earners, not owners, but the government rewards entrepreneurship. It does so by offering incentives in the tax law. For instance, you can deduct all kinds of expenses related to your business, from education and training expenses and travel to the equipment you need and the salary you pay yourself. LLC and S Corp. From almost the first page of Wealth Secrets, I've encouraged you to consider a side business or a full-time business as a wealth-building strategy. Going into business for yourself is an important step because it provides you with another income stream, but just becoming an entrepreneur isn't enough. You might start off as a sole proprietor, recognized as the single owner of your business entity. In that case, the business profits are exclusively yours and are considered pass-through income. This typically means you'll pay more in taxes than other business designations because your profits are taxed at your personal income rate. As a sole proprietor, your personal assets can be seized to collect on business debt or in the event that your business is on the losing end of a lawsuit, giving you less asset protection than if you register your business as an LLC. I recommend that you establish an LLC as soon as you can, even if you're your only employee. You can file the paperwork on your own, through a legal service, or with an attorney. Follow your state's guidelines, typically found through your Secretary of State, to ensure you're in compliance with requirements for licenses, permits, and local taxes. When you file taxes as a sole proprietor, you file under your own Social Security number. When you register your business as an LLC, you'll have a tax ID number for your business, and more importantly, a measure of legal protection for your personal assets. LLC stands for Limited Liability Corporation, so named because it limits your personal liability in the event of collection attempts on business debt or a lawsuit against your business. These are very real risks in every industry, some more than others. So it's worth the time and small investment to form an LLC. Keep in mind, however, that with an LLC, your profits are still considered pass-through income for tax purposes. As your profits increase, you can file Form 2553 with the IRS, which allows you to file your business taxes as an S-Corp even when your business is still registered as an LLC. While most small businesses won't need to register as an S-Corp, the S-Corp designation for tax purposes can save you a lot of money. At the time of writing, the net profit on an LLC's Schedule C is subject to 15.3% self-employment tax in addition to federal liability. The profit of an S-Corp is not. When you file your business taxes as an S-Corp, you must pay yourself a salary as an employee of your business. Talk to your tax professional to find out when you should change your filing and at what point it makes sense to pay yourself a salary rather than an owner's draw. SEP IRA. The idea behind tax advantages in retirement portfolios is that you'll be in a lower tax bracket when it comes time to use that money and pay taxes on your withdrawals. A SEP IRA, a simplified employee pension individual retirement arrangement, allows business owners to contribute to a retirement plan for themselves and for any employees. Contributions follow the same rules for contributions and deductions as any other IRAs. If you're running a business while working a job, you can contribute to both a SEP IRA and your company's retirement plan. This is a great way to take advantage of multiple benefits. You can get the matching contribution from your employer while also leveraging your tax advantages in your business. In the SEP, you can contribute up to 25% of your net earnings up to $66,000 as of 2023. The contribution is a dollar-for-dollar deduction within your company, meaning it's deducted from your taxable income. For example, if your net profit is $200,000, you could contribute $50,000 to your SEP, resulting in taxable income of $150,000 on your Schedule C. You save on taxes and your retirement portfolio grows. Additional strategies. There are a lot of other high net worth strategies to consider. These include deferred compensation, in which your employer sets aside money that you can access when you retire. This allows you to file at a lower tax bracket and minimize your tax liability. High net worth individuals often create a charitable trust. This would require you to establish a nonprofit organization and put money into the trust, which then gives you a dollar for dollar AR deduction when you file your income taxes. There's also a backdoor Roth IRA. In that scenario, you open a standard IRA and then convert it later to a Roth IRA. This gives you flexibility with income and contribution limits. A financial advisor, such as a wealth coach or a financial planner, can help you determine if and when these accounts are right for you. While you might not yet be close to qualifying as a high net worth individual, some of these strategies are already available to you and can help you get there. We cover a lot more ground in my Legacy Wealth Accelerator group, but at this point, you can understand that there are a lot of ways for you to build wealth and save on taxes, and those opportunities grow with your net worth. Remember, your worth isn't determined solely by what you earn, but also by what you do with those earnings. What an advantage Kimberly had as she grew up observing parents who learned how to invest in real estate and not only executed on that knowledge, but also brought her into the business at an early age. While you might not have had the same opportunity in your childhood, you have it now, and you can pass it on to the next generation in your family or through mentorship, just as Kimberly did for her coworkers. Find a community of women who are making these kinds of wealth-building moves and learn from them. In the next chapter, we'll talk about exactly how you can get in the room, on the course, or wherever those women are, then learn from them and benefit from those relationships.